علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of A Guide for Managers. We are basing our discussions on various different sermons and letters and sayings of Imam Ali alayhi salam. At the moment, we are focusing on the 53rd letter, which is the letter that Imam Ali alayhi salam wrote to Malik Ashtar. And we spoke about the fact that Imam Ali alayhi salam gave four main tasks to Malik Ashtar with regards to governance, and we discussed about them. And of course, there are many discussions that can be offshoots of those four main tasks, but at the moment, we will not delve into those very much. I'll focus on other subjects, and then inshallah, if we get time, we can come back and discuss on those four elements gradually. For now, we will now see what Imam Ali was trying to tell Malik Ashtar with regards to getting that strength to be able to do these tasks and be able to fulfill them and execute them in the best way.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, coming back to our discussion, Imam Ali alayhi salam, after giving these four tasks to Malik Ashtar, which were: 1, to make a system of collecting taxes; 2, to fight against the enemies that are trying to harm that community; 3, to correct the affairs of the society and the people of the society; and 4, to build up the infrastructure. Now, these are the four main tasks. So you would expect, for example, Imam Ali alayhi salam to now talk about these specific tasks directly, straight away. But we should not forget that the aim of these, of a government, the aim of a society, is to make up a person, not to sacrifice the perfection of a person, to make that person himself. So Imam Ali now starts to directly address Malik Ashtar and tells him what he needs to do to build himself as a person, not only as a leader, not only as a, for example, the head of an executive authority, no, but as a person. And that strength that he gets as a person is going to materialize in all his affairs, including the governance of that particular place, which was Egypt. Now, the first thing that Imam Ali alayhi salam tells him is to be pious. Very important. He tells him, أَمَرَهُ بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ. He commands him to be pious and have piety with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, what is piety exactly? Piety can have different understandings in different cultures. And therefore, for example, some people think a pious person is one who is pure. Let's say he's chaste. This is one way people understand. Another way people understand is a pious person is one who is afraid of God. Right? And different interpretations are there with regards to who a pious person is. But Islam has a very beautiful explanation, inshallah, which we shall discuss after the break.
Nahjul Balagha, also known as the Peak of Eloquence, is a compilation of sermons, letters, and sayings attributed to Imam Ali, peace be upon him, the cousin and son-in-law of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and greetings be upon him and his pure household. Regarded as one of the most authoritative sources of Islamic wisdom and knowledge, this book reflects the profound insight and spiritual teachings of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on various matters, including ethics, morality, governance, and spirituality. The eloquence and wisdom exhibited in this speech and teachings within Nahjul Balagha have made it a timeless masterpiece that continues to inspire and guide Muslims and non-Muslims alike in their pursuit of truth and enlightenment. All of this is presented to you in the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
Now, when Imam Ali alayhi salam tells him to be pious, Maliki Ashtar, to be pious, and says, أَمَرَهُ بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ, what he means to say is that if you look at the word taqwa, which comes from the word wiqaya, which means to protect, right? What it means here is that we are told that we should protect Allah. What does it mean to protect Allah? Allah doesn't need protection. What we need to protect is ourselves in a way that we should always be with Allah. That's what it means. Bitaqwallah. Or in other words, to be able to be in a state of precaution, to be in a state of protectiveness with regards to the teachings of Allah, with regards to your awareness of Allah, with regards to your relationship with Allah. This state needs protection, because if you are not protective, then this state can go away. So that's what it's meant by having piety and being taqwallah, to have taqwallah. And therefore, sometimes when they talk about piety, they also say it means to take caution or to be precautious. This is one dimension. So when you mix all these different dimensions of piety, you'll realize that piety includes purification, it includes being afraid. It also includes that state of protectiveness and state of being alert with regards to your duties. All of these together, with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, makes a person pious. And therefore, when Imam Ali alayhi salam is telling Maliki Ashtar to be pious, he is saying it in a serious way, because that is that key factor that will give him that strength and that personal character, that divine help to be able to execute the affairs of leading the country in the best way. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه